The May 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is John Allen, BMRC 071919. Mr. Badger?
Yes, sir. Mr. Allen requests authorization to install 36 linear feet of stone riprap and repair an existing wooden groin at his property along Nancock Creek in the Bailey Neck area of Accomack County. The groin will be nourished with beach-quality sand, and it requires both a coastal primary sand dune permit and a subaqueous permit from us. Location of the project in Nancock Creek. It's about 3 miles northwest of Nancock and about a half mile east of East Point on the south side of Nancock Creek. This is a 2002 photo showing the location of the project. As you can see, there's quite a bit of sand out in front and the channel going into Nancock. The sand transport appears to be northeast in this general direction and also coming in from the channel here. Just an aerial view looking south. This fetch is kind of an interesting fetch of mixed armament, bulkheading, riprap, and these two growings, which are on Mr. Allen's property, were originally permitted in the early 90s. And then there's a dune beach system here, marsh toe, another bulkhead, and bulkhead stone protection in front of it. Another aerial view showing the project. Mr. Allen's property starts here and goes to here. It's basically this area here. Originally, Mr. Allen applied for stone revetment along between the two growings up against the dune line. Both VIMS and VMRC had comments that were negative towards that. And we've gone through three revisions since then, to offshore breakwaters across the fronts of the two growings, to a nearshore sill, and finally, after the last meeting, both VIMS and Mr. Allen and myself met on site to try to come up with something that would work for everybody. And what we came up with was to lower the growing and only put 36 linear feet of stone riprap up against the 2-foot revetment, and it would stop right where the dune starts, going down this way. Mr. Allen was in agreement with it, and so was VIM, so he revised his drawings to what you see here, lowering the existing growing and 36 feet of riprap here tying into the dune. And there will be a little bit of sand nourishment in this area here. Again, lowering the height of the growing. It will be about the height of the existing beach in this general area. This is the growing. He's going to lower this end. And you can see it's been burned out, but when he refurbishes it, it will be at that height or lower, coming on up and tying into the dune, or into the upland, actually. Looking from the other direction, burned out. It's going to be lower so the transport of sand can come over it, and there will be a little bit of stone riprap in this general area. And as you can see, there is a primary sand dune here that we're trying to avoid any armament on. One last aerial showing the growing and the area that will be armored. And from there, I'll just go through a little bit of this. And, of course, since we're here, because Accomack County has not adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beach Ordinance, as a result, the Commission is responsible for administering provisions of the ordinance. We held a public hearing back in April, April 3rd, in Accomack. A nearby property owner was the only person in attendance, and he did not protest the project. No other public opposition has been received to date. VIMS has indicated that the proposed growing modifications, beach nourishment, and 36-foot-long riprap revetment are reasonable and reasonable approaches to address the relatively minor erosion problem. No other state agency has expressed opposition. And in summary and recommendation, Section 28.2.1401B of the Code of Virginia states that the Commission shall preserve, protect coastal primary sand dunes and beaches and prevent their destruction. In addition, the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes Guidelines states that no permanent alteration or construction upon any coastal primary sand dune shall take place which would impair the natural function of the dune physically alter the contour of the dune or destroy vegetated wetlands on the dune. Activities contrary to these standards will be permitted only if the commission finds that there will be no significant adverse ecological impact from the proposal or that the granting of a permit for the proposal is clearly necessary and consistent with the public trust or public interest. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and in keeping with our guidelines and 28.2.1401B of the code, and given the fact that the applicant has revised his original proposal to only address armoring the area that has shown signs of erosion, staff recommends approval of the project as revised with a royalty in the amount of $10 for the encroachment of beach quality sand nourishment over 200 square feet of state-owned Sphagnus bottom at a rate of 5 cents a square foot. Mr. Allen's not here. He did email me and felt like since we were recommending approval, he's been to the site with staff on numerous occasions and has been to Accomack County's Wetlands Board on this matter on two different occasions. He felt like he was pretty comfortable with it.
Okay. Any questions, Hank? Anyone here pro or con on the matter? For or against? Once, twice, gone. Matters before the commission.
Move the adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.